views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. I'm so happy you're joining us here today. We've got a fabulous show, whether you're listening live here on 1150 AM KKNW in the Seattle area, or on Transformation Talk Radio around the world, or on one of the various stations. I think the count is up to 90 syndicated after the fact, and simultaneous, or perhaps on ChristineUpchurch.com in the archives. But wherever and whenever you're listening from today, you are going to be so grateful you joined us, because we have a VIP back today. And before I tell you who that is, I want to say hello to Mr. Benny Mathers, who does his technological magic so you can hear these wonderful conversations. Hello, Mr. Producer.
The magic behind the microphone. And are we going to have a three-digit party if we're in 90 countries? That'd be 100.
Well, you know, it's funny because I'm told these numbers, but as the former statistician, I actually am a little skeptical sometimes. If I haven't counted it, I don't know that it's true.
All right. We'll have our people on the case.
Yeah. But when we get into over 100 countries, because I've had like 95.
That's what I was referring to.
Okay, I was talking about the syndicated stations.
When
we get over to over 100, and I'm starting to find countries I don't recognize the names of. So we may be getting there, Benny.
That's how our education system may be working. I don't know. I don't do that.
You know, folks, the state of the world right now is a bit chaotic, confusing, and sometimes rather dense to be a spirit in a human body. And our guest today is somebody who helps to put this into perspective. The person I'm talking about is none other but Lee Carroll, who channels Kryon. He's an internationally known author, spiritual teacher, and as I said before, a channel, and Kryon is known around the world. In fact, I probably don't even need to be doing this introduction for Lee, but I'm going to do it anyway. You know, in his past, he was an award-winning engineer, and he had his own business for more than 30 years in San Diego. And in 1989, something happened, and he began to channel some information, and eventually he went forward in the metaphysical community of Del Mar, California, with Jan Tober. Sorry, I forgot her name momentarily. And as that sort of got popularized in that area, word began to spread, and eventually he has been teaching all over the world, and he's known all over the world. And I'd like to welcome our guest today, Mr. Lee Carroll. Hey, Lee.
Well, hello. I'm here.
And great. I apologize to Jen, wherever she is. I momentarily forgot her name. Right.
Christine, I'm going to call her up immediately and tell her what happened.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, I want to say, I know that this is a tough call, what you do, because you have to study everybody and you have to be intelligent of who they are and act like you've known them forever. But I want to tell you what I do is I research those who interview me.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh, and my secret's out.
Well, let's call it what it is. There just aren't that many people. As many people are interviewing and blogging and blogging, there aren't that many people who are still on real radio. And I love the fact that you're on 1150 in Seattle, and also you're on syndicated stations. Instead of just at the internet, there's a place for this.
Yes,
you said I was an engineer. I came out of broadcast, the technical side, not the talent side.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm very aware. It's still around. And so I love what you're doing, and I want to congratulate you for bringing the light to so many places.
Oh, thank you, Lee. And, you know, it's funny because just like you sort of fell into channeling, I kind of fell into radio. And it's one of those things that I do as community service to the world. But it is sort of, it's not something I was expecting to do, but it is an absolute joy. And it's, I guess I'm in my sixth year. We're in our sixth year now, Benny.
Already?
Yes, we're in our sixth year.
Just flies right by.
And, you know, Lee, you've been here before, and whenever you come to town, I go and see you, and you offer perspective that helps us kind of brings us greater ease into what is going on. So from your perspective as Lee and as somebody who channels Kryon, what's going on in our world right now?
What's going on in our world has actually been predicted by the ancients. It's not a mystery. It's not a surprise. There's so many things happening right now that we are gasping at simply because we haven't really been on track with what has been, I would say, predicted for a very, very long time. This is my 29th year as a channel. We can talk about channeling if you want to. It's weird, spooky. I look at the list of people you've had. You've had a lot of my good friends.
Right.
And you've come close to the channeling. You've got some really good people on, Van Prague and all. He lives in my area, too. I've met him a few times. Oh, wonderful guy.
Yeah, he's fabulous. Lovely guy. I love him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that gets close. But channeling is something that I've been doing now for so long, I don't think anything of it. But some of your listeners may not worry about it, but wonder about it. And the thing is that my message is your message. It's going to be the message when we get together with some of the scientists who are all coming together with some very common thoughts. And whether it's your research you're doing or whether it's the channeling we're doing, we all have a piece of this puzzle.
Absolutely.
And I bring the piece that says that all that you're seeing right now has been predicted. When I first came here as Lee Carroll, and it was in my mid-40s when I started channeling, I never expected to find out the things that I found out. And as an engineer, a former engineer, I am really picky as far as things being real, practical, and I go and look for validations, if you want to call it that.
Sure.
And boy, are there some. The answer to your question truly is that everything that is happening right now has been predicted in some form, whether it is from the ancients and from the indigenous or from the channeling. And so if you know what to expect, it's a lot less scary. And so we can talk about that. We can talk about, you know, how this is related to, for instance, what the ancients have said. What is it we can expect? Where are we now? And it's exciting. It's really exciting. I think you have even stated in some of your work that people are afraid of change. They don't like
yes.
it. I don't like it. I just like, you know.
Well, it's not so much that we don't like change. We just want to be able to control it.
We want to be able to control it. Wow, is that the case? It's so true. And so anything we can do to see what really is taking place and relax with it and understand there is something really, truly magnificent that is happening to this planet right now. And that's what this hour is probably going to be. So my perspective then to you is to answer the question is let's go for it.
Yes. And it's kind of like that roller coaster ride, you know, and we can either be like screaming and feeling sick to our stomach, or we can just say, "Wee, isn't this fun?"
You know, can I tell you something funny? I've never told anybody.
Sure.
I hated roller coasters because it was like my stomach was everywhere. And somebody told me and said, "Look, you can beat this if you will sit in the front row of the roller coaster and pretend you're driving."
Oh, interesting.
And it worked. It solved everything. And then, for my kids, I had to do this. I went on the roller coaster, always sat in the very front seat and pretended I was driving. So I saw it was coming and pretended I never had stomach problems again.
Oh, that's fabulous.
The metaphor is there. I mean, if you realize that this is not controlling you, but that you're along for the ride, you can see what's coming and you're enjoying it as you go.
Right. And from my perspective, the sweet spot of change is where we are able to, at the very least, accept, if not embrace, what is occurring. And if we are resisting it, then it kind of like is not allowing the gears to shift properly, you know, so the change cannot occur.
We can make it a whole lot worse.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
I mean, we really can't. All by ourselves, we can, you know, just, we can jump in this in the hole that makes it awful. But then that's what I think we do here, is to try to explain more to people what really is happening, even in the particulars, the names, the country.
Uh-huh.
We can go wherever you want to go, but I think it's, the most important thing is to start with what the predictions really are. If you want.
Sure. So the we're at a time of shift. It's been predicted by our ancestors. So what are we heading into?
We're heading, that is such a wonderful question. And just interrupt me when you've got to go. But if you want to take a look at what we know and what we don't know, we only go back a few years when you talk about all of the predictions of what we grew up with our scriptures, what we know about our churches, all of these things. We're talking about way before that. We are talking about the ancients predicting this so clearly that when the shift occurred that we talk about on December 21, 2012, that aligned with what's called the precession of the equinoxes. It goes right to the Mayan calendar, the Toltec calendar, the Aztec calendar, the Hopi Indian prophecies, and much, much more. I've been all over the world, and these prophecies are everywhere, about what would happen if we made it past the year 2000 and then into 2012.
Uh-huh.
And we weren't supposed to. I don't know how many people are listening to this who are
really?
Even who are seniors or even close to my age. But when we were born, we were told that we weren't going to make it.
Yeah.
I mean, we had the Cold War. We had the World War III was coming. 50,000 nuclear weapons all pointed at each other all through my life.
Uh-huh.
We weren't going to make it. My father even apologized on a deathbed that brought me in at the wrong time.
Oh.
And it was, And so, I mean, that's how we looked at it.
Right.
And the prophecy said this. They said, you may not make it past 2000, and it's happened before. I'm going to get into that right now, but we made it. And when the Soviet Union fell out, fell over in the late 80s, you realized that something was up because that was against all the prophecies we had.
Absolutely.
And then it starts. And then I've actually read the prophecies on the walls, Xochicalco of the Mayan temples.
Ooh.
I've had them presented to me by the ancients. I've looked eyeball to eyeball with the shaman, and they told me much the same thing.
Wow.
Well, we can get into that after the break if you want.
Yes, that sounds very juicy. So we have to go to a quick break, but stay tuned for more with Lee Carroll. Please join us for a transformational conference with five, that's right, five of the leading pioneers in the fields of science and spirituality, all in one place. Join best-selling authors and teachers Greg Braden, Dr. Bruce Lipton, Lynn McTaggart, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and Lee Carroll in both individual workshops as well as a weekend of keynote presentations and panel discussions. At this extraordinary event, you'll get to experience some of the brightest leaders of our world today, empowering you with groundbreaking new information, deep wisdom, and practical tools to transform your life. Come connect with others and expand your consciousness in beautiful Nanaimo on Vancouver Island in British Columbia, June 14th through 19th. For more information or to register for what some are expecting to be one of the best conferences of 2018, visit shalohaproductions.com. That's S-H-A-L-O-H-A productions.com. Or visit the individual speakers' websites.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Let It Go Radio. The future awaits you. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Barbara Scheidegger explores the way to clarity, peace, and how to live a successful life on your terms by turning negative experiences into positive ones. Barbara's curiosity about the human experience drives her both personally and professionally. As a life coach, author, and renowned clinical hypnotherapist, Barbara knows how to move forward in a natural, organic way without side effects. If you want to grow, be sure to tune in to Let It Go Radio. To learn more, visit letitgohypnosis.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey engages some of the most outstanding outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, Lee, before the break, you were talking about how the ancients have predicted this time of great change. And you had talked about having an opportunity to see it basically written on a wall by the Mayans, prophesizing what was to come. What did you see?
That's right. Well, everybody makes a big deal about 2012. In fact, we had a lot of movies. We had three movies, and it's all about doom and gloom, the end of time and
sure.
all that. And what it is truly, it's the end of an old time. Let me just, I'll give it to you in a nutshell. When I was there in Xochicalco, Mexico, and I was working with an anthropologist, and we were looking at what the actual calendar said. It's interesting, too, before I even tell you that, if you saw any of these specials on 2012, they didn't ever interview one Maya. It is so interesting. Both
really?
Discovery Channel and History Channel never interviewed a Maya because they have good news. And here's what the process.
Oh, wow. No, say that one more time, Lee, because this is really important for people to understand.
Oh, this goes further than this. This is about it's about marketing. It's about frightening people. It's about selling things. That's what it is.
Uh-huh.
Even on History and Discovery, it is totally biased to them. You don't necessarily get the truth. Greg Braden, you've had him on your show.
Oh,
he
you
was
bet.
Interviewed. By the History Channel for the Mayan calendar, which he's an authority on, they didn't use 1 second of his interview because all he had to say was positive things.
Wow.
So this is just, these are a lot of facts I can get into. But if you want to know what the prophecy is, this is what's exciting. The Maya said that this calendar of theirs is not a monthly or yearly thing. It's 5,125 years old. It's about the age of a civilization. And so what they said in this calendar is that if we made it past this marker, called the precession of the equinoxes, which is actually responds to the wobble of the Earth. It's an astronomy thing. If we made it past that marker, this we would be free then. Something would happen, a change, a shift, and we would be free to have the highest consciousness that humans have ever had.
Wow.
And that includes dropping war. It includes coming out of the dark. It includes so much stuff. Specifically, when Kryon got here and started channeling, he gives the ABCs of what to expect. We're sitting in it now.
Uh-huh.
You're seeing it. And that's what's frightening to people, because when consciousness starts to shift and change, you start to see it's uncomfortable. You just don't know what's next.
Sure.
Everything is coming out of the woodwork. I mean,
it
the integrity is being seen. You're taking a look at what's happening with the North Korea and all this. The playbook is not what we had before. It just isn't. You just can't go back in history and take a look and see what's going to happen next.
And then, go ahead. And yet it looks on the surface that things are going to H-E double hockey sticks. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say that on air for the FCC.
Mm-hmm.
In one sense, yes, things are getting illuminated, but boy, oh boy, do they look bad.
They really look bad, and the badness is the fact that, and if you can imagine such a thing, is when you start illuminating something, all the darkness starts to run away. In
uh-huh.
fact, it even starts to enhance it. That's what ISIS was really uh-huh. about. Kryon even called ISIS before ISIS was there.
He
said, you're going to have a dark, evil army, and for the first time, it won't have borders, and it didn't.
Uh-huh.
An army without borders is unheard of. It's all been country against country. It wasn't. It was dark and light.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, it's not completely gone,
as you're
going to know. But the whole thing they have, all they want to do is scare us so bad and make us fear so bad that we're going to go back into the holes that we were, the paradigms that we used to, where we were pretty well controlled by so many things.
Uh-huh.
So you're all of these kinds of things. And then Prime said early on, even before the internet got started, when everybody can talk to everybody, there'll be no more secrets.
Right.
Now you see that there are no secrets. They're coming. Their government can't keep them either. They keep popping out.
Sure.
People are starting to see things that were always there, but now they are being illuminated. And that's the point. There's more light. That is, makes people uncomfortable who are used to the same old kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
So some of the darkest things that we see, and some of the things that are that make us or hurts our heart the most, and things are happening on the planet, is that's just because unbalance is starting to show.
Right.
And that's what we're gonna deal with over and over. And I mean, the things that happen in Florida, the legislations that we're looking at, people are saying, well, it's about time.
Uh-huh.
Some of these things got changed, and we've tried and tried and tried and tried. And now a better consciousness is going to prevail. And if it doesn't, then you're in trouble. There can't be any more fence sitting about this. You just can't sit around and say, no, things are going to be normal.
So,
they're
Lee,
not.
One of the things that I think is frightening to me, now that we do have the internet and we're able to see a lot of what's true out there, we're also getting bombarded by misinformation, so to speak, manipulation, you know, in the form of the internet. How do we move forward and decipher what's true and what's not?
Personal selection. It's always been this way. I've been in broadcast forever before I was in crime. We've always had misinformation. Manipulation. We've had, you know, whatever people want to give us. I can tell you so much about this, but right now, for instance, if what you get on cable is still what an old marketing team wants to give you. They want to give you people who are arguing. They want to give you blood and guts and all of these things. And then if you take a look at what internet is giving us on a system where you watch what you want. This is the beginning of another paradigm shift that's amazing, that never would have happened even in broadcast, and that is not the end of commercials. It's going to be the end of cable, because we now have smart televisions. We can watch what we want when we want to watch it. That's what the internet gives us. You don't have to see things that are just flown to you through the air at your house when you're eating. What you can do instead is tune to what you want to watch. And you know what? We used to have the Nielsen ratings, all these things they still do as part of what people are watching. You know what they're watching now?
Because we
can measure them. Every time you click the mouse on the internet, it's measured. There's diagnostics for what people are watching.
Sure.
And they're not watching people argue. They want to see animals, heroic stories. They want to see kids, babies, and all manner of things that are so much different than any of the marketers or broadcasters that in the past have seen or even believed. There's going to be a revelation when they realize what people really want to look at.
Uh-huh.
But the answer to your question is the internet, everything that you do with your mouse is what you are choosing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to come flying at you if you don't choose it. So we're in a time of choice like never before, including our own television programs, which news programs we want to watch, all of these kinds of things. We don't have to sit there and have things just given to us and wonder whether they're true.
Yeah. And you know, Lee, one of the things I've noticed is that basically they are paying attention to every click. And I had a friend send me a link to a piece of furniture that she was thinking about buying. Like, what do you think of this, right? I keep seeing that piece of furniture, which is lovely for her, not my taste, but I see it over and over and over again, like on Facebook and other places as well, you know, when I go to news
this
articles.
This is a system, and this is how Google makes their money.
Yeah.
So, a penny a click and all these. And so, whether you like it or not, we can control. We don't have to look at those ads or not, but that is a system. They know what you buy and what you're looking at.
Right.
They really, not only they know what you're looking at, they know whether you looked at it all the way through or looked at it two or three times.
Uh-huh.
This is amazing. Diagnostic. I love it because it starts to show the consciousness change of people.
Right, right. That's very exciting. Okay, so if we understand that there is a significant change underway and that we need to sort of ride it out with hope and positive perspective in mind, what kind of action is important for us to take?
Stopping, first of all, not fearing change. This is a time of introspection like no other we've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And we've almost been trained to fear things. And if you take a look at, you know, everything your mom and dad have said, everything the broadcasters have said, what we say. I keep saying broadcast, but I mean what you get on the news.
Sure.
And TV. And it's a bias of fear. We have a package of what to be afraid of and what not. I mean, it's so much of a bias. For instance, let me just go to something just whack, just crazy for a minute. You talk about ET. Do you believe there's life on other planets? Uh-huh. Well, our scientists do. They have life detection kits on all of the spacecraft going up that are surveying Mars and all. They expect to find it.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it's just a timing before we will know that we're not alone in the galaxy, which
sure.
would be absurd with trillions of Earths.
Yes.
So, let me ask you that. What is the what do the movies tell us going to happen?
Oh.
And almost, except for two, every uh-huh. single alien movie has
yeah.
them killing us, eating us, wanting us, stealing our gold, stealing our water.
Stealing our Earth, yes.
Yeah, this is one little tiny bias. Uh-huh. What if they actually were benevolent?
Uh-huh.
What if they were just like us? What if you meet a higher society consciousness than ours? It's all out there, and yet we're trained to be afraid of them. We're
uh-huh.
we're trained to be afraid of a lot of things.
Right.
That are coming at us that is going to be absolutely beautiful. So to answer your question, we have to start, I would say, dropping the paradigm of thinking we know, number one, that we know what's coming, and number two, don't judge the future from what's happened in the past.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. So I know that you talk about ancient past, and we're going to be talking about that next segment. But what you're offering, what Cryon offers, is a lot of hope for where we're at right now and where we're headed. We have to go to a quick break, but stay tuned for more with Lee Carroll.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Tune in to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, Clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com. Back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I am talking to Lee Carroll. He is internationally known for his channeling and his teaching. And Lee, I love the way you connect these amazing channelings with the science. Now, you were talking about how we've gotten the message in a couple of different ways that we almost didn't make it. So I'm sort of confused about this concept of potentially making it past a certain level and maybe failing and the past, the future, this whole connection. And I'm wondering, did both paths actually exist?
They do. And if you want to take a look at that, I would say you've got to have a certain kind of mind to look at this. But you want to take a look at one of Greg Braden's books that is a little less esoteric, and that would be Fractal Time. And what Greg shows in that book is science that shows that time is really in a circle. We keep running over the same train track if you're in the train and chugging along.
Uh-huh.
And it's this is something now that has been looked at in science. I give you some information on it if you want to, and even what it's called. But it begs the question, are there multiples of us? What is taking place? Brian talks about our Akashic record and the lives of the lived before.
Uh-huh.
And just recently in a channel, he dealt with a meditation that took us into our future lives as though we'd already lived them.
Uh-huh.
And so there's a lot to be seen here. And we don't want to get so engrossed in it that we forget the point. And the point is that we are here and we are sensing a linear now. We got to take ourselves in the linear now in a way that when we wake up in the morning, we have a smile and we say, whatever happens, and this is correct for me,
uh-huh.
we're going to go for it, and I'm going to do my best to spread the light on this planet, in my family, for myself.
Uh-huh.
A lot of it is forgiving yourself for the things that we've been taught. That for instance, I was taught I was born dirty. What am I going to do with it?
Oh, I know.
I'm born dirty, and everything I did was incorrect.
Uh-huh.
And unless I started right now doing stuff. And
right, sin, yes.
Yeah, and so and back to your question, even the creation story that we see in the Bible has us with free choice. That's what it was, as though we didn't have it. That's
uh-huh.
when an angel comes down and gives us the ability to see between dark and light gives us free choice on the planet. So the free choice is the answer to your question of why it is, too, that it would seem like if we didn't make it or made it, no one knows what that free choice is going to do and where it's going to go.
Uh-huh.
And in the past, it has just kept us literally at a low conscious level for our entire civilization. We just had war after war after war. I mean, if you're a history buff, you'll see that World War I and II are the same war. We just took a break. It's the same players.
Uh-huh.
And so this is what we do. And then World War III, we're going to be the same players.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done this forever. And that is a demarcation point. We are now going to get to a place where consciousness is just not going to let us do that anymore. It's hard to imagine an evolution that is an evolved consciousness. But that is part of what we're starting to see, even in our news that you see. So one of the most interesting things that you can, back to Fractal Time and all, to show you this is not just esoteric New Age talk.
Sure.
There's something that has been worked on now by a couple people. There's a guy named Vanderbilt, professor of physics, Tom Weiler, Michigan State University. They have a big theory looking for something called the Higgs singlet particle that would explain, are you ready, retrocausality.
What is that?
Retrocausality. Well, in science, it's events in the future affect events in the past.
Go
for it.
Whoa.
Now, this is science. This is not esoteric. So it may very well be that there's various dimensions, and Klein has talked about your soul being in many parts, many pieces.
Uh-huh.
And what we may have actually been there, you're ready for this, and this, again, this gets pretty heady, this shift we went through, what if we just went to another level of us, and then the old level is still there, doing its thing someplace else?
Sure.
And people have said that. You know, even Greg Braden has offered that, that we might be in some kind of a simulation or whatever. But I always draw us back to today, this hour, right now, how you're doing, how you feel, and how we can get more compassion in our lives with just walking through the situations we have.
Right. Well, I had an experience where I got to observe myself and feel into the experience of being myself, never having left Lincoln, Nebraska. Well, in this life, I left at age 15 to move to the Boston area with my parents. And I actually learned through sort of interacting with myself in that version a couple of times that this is the path of great expansion. So my soul is focusing on this right now because this is the exciting path.
It really is the exciting path. And we have, there's some other things too that is interesting. You as a mathematician, statistician, would just love the fact that when people ask, who am I? What is this about? Why am I here? You take a look at Michael Denton's work. When he wrote a book called Evolution, A Theory and Crisis, he shows that Darwinism is excellent. Darwinism works fine, but it works way too fast. When he put simulations of evolution through Cray computers, he was like, it was like rolling double sixes for a decade. It was trillions to one that we ever could have had random process construct a reality, the smallest element of which is a functional protein for a gene. It's more complex than anything produced by the intelligence of man today. Happened randomly and happened way too fast, which would indicate something even more, and that is there was a plan.
Yes.
He coined the term intelligent design. That shows us that we're not here by accident. But that's the other thing I like to tell people. There's a plan here. You're known by the creator, whatever you call that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful thing not to be alone and just, you know, wandering around hoping we'll make it or in some kind of a test of good and bad.
So if we are a part of a grander design, intelligent design, how should we be in integrity with ourselves as a part of that intelligent design?
If you believe in the soul, if you believe that you're more than you think, there is so much there. Every time when I first started studying homeopathy, I couldn't believe it. You mean the body knows more than I do? You know, when you do a muscle test in kinesiology, you say, what is going on here? My brain is stupid, and the body is smart. And so there's a whole lot in there. The answer to the question, this is where epigenetics comes in, and your interview with Bruce Lipton. And that is, if you start talking to the body, and you start saying, well, I understand this, and then, you know, what's next? That you instruct your cells to start using, chase out disease, and then also become more compassionate, it starts to respond. This has been proven over and over. Some of the oldest scientists we have in India and also homeopathy says that the body starts to listen with what we tell it. So we learn to start reframing our thoughts. We start to improve our health, all of these kinds of things that we believe, and including dropping our fear of the future, starting to understand better. So it starts within, and it starts with us working with us. This is more than positive thinking, guys, if you're listening to this. This is a process. It's a design process. It's been there a long time. It's been proven. And this is what the whole measuring is with coherence. As we're looking at a physics of coherence that where we actually have biology and physics trying to put things together if we get out of its way.
So how do you define coherence? Because I know we talk about like heart-brain coherence, and I think you may be talking about a broader type of coherence.
It is. We have labeled it as a field. Coherence has no real good meaning at all, because it's always thought to be with biology. It's been seen in the past with many names. For instance, I try to remember the exact. I think it was the dictionary called it the quality of forming a unified whole, which doesn't make sense to me. Uh-huh. We all know what incoherence is. So think of things being coherent, meaning they work together. There's harmony involved, and it doesn't matter what you're talking about. Uh-huh. It's consciousness with the body. It's consciousness with physics. It's consciousness with the earth. It's people with people. It's countries with countries. And that is a much broader scope of it. But we're starting to see that. That's what's being measured. That's what we're doing at our conference, talking, you know, with Lynn McTaggart is awfully good at this. And yes, then Joe Dispenza is the one, he's a measuring freak, and he admits it.
Yes.
And
yes.
That is what we're seeing. We're seeing things we never saw before. And what I love about this, Christine, is it starts to what the people at HeartMath have discovered, which are coherence measures. They're starting to see the fact that we are seeing things before they happen. Uh-huh. This is not a precognition as much as it is perhaps an influence. What you and I are talking about is that there's many layers of things that have happened, or maybe we're going around in a circle. This allows us with intuition, perhaps even to steer a better course, even if we had a couple, 2 or 3 seconds advance warning on some things, or what people are going to say or what's going to happen. Uh-huh. And they're proving without a doubt by some of these measurements that we are seeing or sensing things before they happen.
Right.
So all of this is together in coherence in the field. It's a very, very big field that is almost inconceivable that we've missed it. Science hasn't missed it. They've had in the past, they've called it entrainment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not exactly right, but that's the synchronization of organisms to an external rhythm is what they call it. Mm-hmm. They see it, and it's here. But in this new energy, we're starting to actually feel it. People with people, countries with countries.
Sure.
We don't want another war. That's all part of coherence.
This is wonderful. When we come back, Lee, we're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming seminar with some of the people you've mentioned, Lynn McTaggart, Joe Dispenza, Greg Braden. We're also going to talk about where we go from here to be a part of this intelligent design. Stay tuned. Please join us for a transformational conference with five of the leading pioneers in the fields of science and spirituality, all in one place. Join best-selling authors and teachers Greg Braden, Dr. Bruce Lipton, Lynn McTaggart, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and Lee Carroll in both individual workshops as well as a weekend of keynote presentations and panel discussions. At this extraordinary event, you'll get to experience some of the brightest leaders of our world today, empowering you with groundbreaking new information, deep wisdom, and practical tools to transform your life. Come connect with others and expand your consciousness in beautiful Nanaimo on Vancouver Island in British Columbia, June 14th through 19th. For more information or to register for what some are expecting to be one of the best conferences of 2018, visit shalohaproductions.com. That's S-H-A-L-O-H-A productions.com. Or visit the individual speakers' websites.
Best-selling author, spiritual life, and business coach Joe Nunziata brings his higher energy and no-nonsense style to people who are ready to make powerful changes now. Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. Visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
on the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's M as in Mary, M as in Mary, JP99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Like dolphins can swim.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. Boy, this hour is flying by. I so enjoy talking to Lee Carroll. Now, Lee, I'm excited to talk about your conference that where you're going to be coming together with Greg Braden, Joe Dispenza, Bruce Lipton, and Lynn McTaggart, all on Vancouver Island in Nanaimo. I'm not used to seeing such high-powered VIPs all in one place. This is great.
There's a rule in conference giving that you don't do this because, if you had to give a conference and you had to put this together, you're going to have 1,000 people in order to pay for it.
Sure.
And there was just no question. We said, 3 years ago, we said, we're going to put them together. We're going to look at their schedules. We're going to get as many people as we can hand because this is what's going on today. And we all have a similar message from the channeling, uh-huh, clients. And if we could put this together and people could see this, they wouldn't believe it. It's going to be a milestone. That's where we've come from. And then the thing we also want to do is put it in Canada for the first time. Because Canadians, they just haven't had a chance to have a conference of their own. They've always had to drive to the States or fly to the States to do this.
Right.
So, and for those who are listening to this, who really, to tweak their interest, this is on my site. It's easy on crying.com to find it. It's on my schedule. It's in June. And it's June 14th through 19th. But what you should know is if you're not familiar with the area, it's in a little town called Nanaimo, which is on an island off of Vancouver, Canada, called Vancouver Island.
Yes.
So don't just go to Vancouver.
Yes.
You're going to have to take a ferry and go to the island to get to Nanaimo.
And, of course, but if you're coming from the Seattle area or you're coming from within the U.S. and you don't want to fly into Canada, you can actually,
right,
you know, fly into SeaTac, Seattle Airport, and go up to Anacortes and drive or ride on the ferry.
It's a great ride, too.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Oh, the San Juan Islands are just heaven, yeah.
Yes, right. It's part of the reason we wanted to put it there, too, with the beauty of everything around us.
Yes.
So, but I can't say it clear enough. This is not just another conference. I don't know if we're going to ever get these people together.
Uh-huh.
Again, if you saw their schedules, you would know this is almost impossible. And
yeah,
it came together so beautifully that we knew we were supposed to do it.
Right.
So of 1,000 people, we're up to 800 and something right now. So it's in,
wow,
June. If you want to go, take a look at my site now. It might come up.
Yeah, and it's KRYON.com. And again, it's funny. The last time I talked to Bruce Lipton, he was in New Zealand, I believe. Lynn McTaggart, last time I talked to her, she was in her home base in England. I know you travel all over the world, as do all of these people. So it's great that you're all going to be in one place. It's not to be missed. And again, it's June 14th through 19th at the Vancouver Island Conference Center in Nanaimo, British Columbia. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So if we understand that there's a shift underway and we begin to release our fear and sort of go for this ride, what can we attain on this earth?
First thing you're going to attain is a far more peaceful countenance. Doctors have said this forever. Psychologists have said it forever. Crying has channeled it forever. And it says that worry will kill you.
Mm.
And it's true. And it'll do it slowly. If you fear and worry, you're not going to live as long as you would. It's going to take its toll. And the opposite is true. The more peaceful we are, the better the body works. It actually works beyond the point where normal is involved. You're going to start, you think, I've seen this, I've experienced this, I know this. Uh-huh. If you can create happiness in your life, get in touch again with laughter, the inner child, you're going to start feeling far, far better about yourself. And not only that, diseases start leaving, you're feeling more energy. I want to tell you how old I am, but I'm older than you think I am, and I have more energy in my life right now than ever before.
It's funny because when I was reading your bio here, I'm thinking I was doing the arithmetic, and I'm thinking, did he get his degrees when he was like eight? What's up with this?
Yeah. Yes, that's correct. I did. No, it's true. And I've seen it myself. I've experienced it myself. I've been with people who are doing it. So the bottom line is truly, if you can get a handle on what we're talking about, if you can sit, and we all believe that there's a bigger story. There's a creator that has done this with us, loves us. We were created magnificent, wants to work with us, but with free choice, unless we ever say, hi there, are you there? Uh-huh. You're not going to see it. It's not going to be there. But as soon as you do, this is when things start happening. This is when, not just spiritually, but when you go, again, I want to point back to Bruce Lipton and his work, because he really showed in a test tube in college and where he was teaching that epigenetics works. We are a product of the environment around us, and part of that environment is our consciousness, what we tell ourselves, what we think, and what we do. Uh-huh. The body will respond. If every day you talk to your cellular structure and say, I love you, here's what we're doing today, here's the energy we're going to have, even people talking about before they go to sleep, we're not going to have any bad dreams tonight. The body listens, uh-huh. and it is profound. And the people that Joe Dispenza is one who knows this too. He's got some great stories about how he's literally created things out of nothing because he's instructing his body all the time.
Yes.
And then when you combine it with people like Greg Braden, and by the way, his last book, he's a scientist, uh-huh. last book, Human by Design, right. starts to show exactly what Brian has talked about there in this thing I gave you, the evolution, that it happened too fast, there's something up that we haven't thought of.
Yeah, so, and I love the validation coming from different areas, yes.
That's right. It's good news.
It is good news. Okay, so I know that there are many of us who have been working within the healing realm, the coaching realm, the consciousness realm, who have felt like there's been a shift, and in some ways we're having to break through another level. What's going on?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because the tools that you've used, even the best intended high consciousness reading and healing, are all tools you have worked with and learned in an older paradigm.
Uh-huh.
So suddenly you get enhanced tools and you're not even sure what you've got. People who have been involved in spiritual healing forever and involved in clearing the area and all that find out they don't have to anymore.
Right.
They find out that there's more light in the room than they expected, that people are getting it sooner. Tools are getting better. So if you're a teacher, especially in this energy, and you're one who deals with healing or consciousness or helping people, there are new tools. Uh-huh. You're going to have to stop for a moment, and what the biggest thing to do is let them in, because
yes.
we push things away because we've been there, done that. This is what I've learned. This is how it worked. This worked for me for 20 years. Don't tell me, Mr. Carroll, that it's not going to work anymore. Well, it isn't. You're going to stop thinking in the past and accept some really new processes. They just may be even enhancements of what you're already doing,
uh-huh.
but stop and see if they come flying in, invite them in, and watch what happens.
Right.
That's why it's so hard. Yeah.
And let go of the attachment that we have had to it, the formula being a certain way.
You know why we do that is because somebody taught us this, and it's almost a betrayal uh-huh. of that person who taught us this this way in order to... they're not wrong. It's just that we're moving. We're
right.
moving ahead even of what they taught us.
Yeah.
It's tough to go beyond what we were taught.
Uh-huh. And of course, in a sense, it's that roller coaster, and we need to maybe pretend we're driving, but we also need to let go. And
we didn't come here to be victims. We came here to be in charge of everything. And we can be in charge in a very high, compassionate, non-egotistical way and watch things work around us.
Oh, that's beautiful. You know, Lee, I'm so excited that you're coming to this part of the country. And for those of you who don't live in this part of the country, you should know that Nanaimo is incredibly beautiful. Vancouver Island is gorgeous. So you don't want to miss this in June, June 14th through 19th. Lee with Lynn McTaggart, Bruce Lipton, Joe Dispenza, and Greg Braden. Lee, thank you so much for joining me here today. I've always loved my conversations with you, and I always get excited to hear when you're coming to the area because I learn something from you every single time.
Thank you. I just hope I can get to meet as many people as I can.
And thank you for joining us here today. I look forward to talking to you again soon. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.